Nidmar Bazora. A guy became Tomei in the Azora, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And he was not aware of the tumah. Well, actually, he was aware, and then he forgot about it. But remember that he was in the Beis HaMikdash, or vice versa. Nelly Men HaMikdash, he forgot he was in the Beis HaMikdash. He had obviously very sudden temporary amnesia. He remembers that he's in the Gautame. Nelly Men HaZevzeh, or he forgot both aspects. So he knew he was Tomei, knew he was in the Beis HaMikdash, and forgot one or two of those things. If he bowed down, or he tarried in the Beis HaMikdash, the amount of time it takes to bow down, the more it's going to discuss how long that is. Or Ubolo Baruka, he took the long way out. Even though he started moving out immediately, but he took the long way out, Chayev is liable, because in all his cases he tarried more than necessary. Uviksor, if he immediately started taking the short way out, Potter is exempt, because obviously he has to get out somehow, so therefore, as long as he's taking the quickest way out and not tarrying at all, he's not Chayev a Korban. Zoy mitzvah saseh shor mikdash, this mitzvah saseh in the Beis HaMikdash, to leave if one became Tomei, another She'ein, Chayovim Olea, that one is not liable for. Now, it doesn't mean individual, but rather, it basically made a mistake in Paskin incorrectly about this. They Paskin, let's say, you know, Tumas Mikdash was not a problem, or it's not a problem in the circumstances, and they made a mistake, so then they're not Chayav Mi Korban. Okay? Well, why that is, we're going to get into Masechta Oreos, so it's not relevant now. No, Basin doesn't have the Mi Korban. Even they Paskin wrong, because their parameters, there has to be something which would be Chayav Chatas on. An individual did it. And since it's only a carbon oleviorate, so therefore, basically doesn't get bring a carbon for having Paskin wrong. Okay, Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Ami Shem, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Ami, both their name Rabbi Lezer. Kosov Echonim, what Pasuk says, as Mishkan Hashem Timei. The Mishkan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yidifar, that there it's called the Mishkan. The Kosov Echonim, the other Pasuk says, as Mikdash Hashem Timei, there it's called the Beis HaMikdash. So why two psukim with two different names? Ha-ketzad. So the Gemara, it seems kind of like an asmachta. It's a very strange drasha, very arbitrary. But Gemara says the reason of the two psukim, which discuss being mitami beis hamikdash, kilitain chelek, to draw a distinction, bein mitami bifnim mitami chutz, between somebody who comes tami when he's already on the inside, to somebody who was Tamei on the outside and then walks in. Mitamei bifnim, if somebody becomes Tamei when he's ready inside the Beis HaMikdash, there's some dead rodent falls on him or something like that, right? So we have to transpose the lines here. What it says next line goes here, and what it says on this line goes the next line that's Pnei Moshe says. I'm sure he's right. Mitamei bifnim ad sheyishek deishtach avoya. Take from the next line. Yes, this is, he's only Tamei once he tarries and the amount of time it takes to bow down, which is only a couple of seconds, but it is a couple of seconds. Whereas mitame bachut, some use tame out, came tame out to the Beis HaMikdash, and entered the Azara, it should be achi yachnis rosh of ruba. The moment he enters his head and the majority of his torso, he's very liable, even though that's less than shir kadesh tachavoy. Now we're talking about a matter of split seconds here, but there is a distinction. It takes much quicker to put in your rosh of ruba than it takes to tarry Kadesh Tachavoya. Nima bifnim, if you became Tom now, or Shai is like this, when you became Tom, you're already in the Beis HaMikdash. V'nichnas lifnai v'lifnim, and then you enter even further in, which is, we assume means into the Kachi Kachi. So, what, although not necessarily, it just means, you know, in, more internally. So, is that follow the parameters of Rosh HaVerubo? But it's part of the parameters of Yishtach Avoya, right?
Now, isn't it Chayav
Korban? I don't know if it's Chayav Korban, probably, but we're talking about what is Chayav Korban. He's Shogeg anyway. Right, he didn't realize. He was a Hellen. So, says Gemara. Nishmeh the Asara from here. Yishtachavet says when you're in the Beis HaMikdash, the only way to be liable is if you bow down. or Jeshua Kadesh Tachboy. They spent enough time to bow down. The came on Jeshua, once you spent enough time to bow down, Rav Kamishichli's Rosh of Rubo, it obviously goes beyond, this lawyer is a little bit choppy, but obviously it goes beyond the amount of time to put in your Rosh of Rubo. So therefore, if there was a time in the Beis HaMikdash proper when Rosh of Rubo applied, since that's more of a Chumrah, since that's much quicker, it should have been brought down as being a Chumrah. That when the Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you stayed in the same precinct in the Beis HaMikdash, when you went to a higher precinct, I should say that you're liable for even Rosh of Rubo. But it doesn't say it, right? All it says is that you're liable in Kadesh Tachavaya. So from this we deduce, no, there is no separate chiyuv of going further into the Beis HaMikdash. It's only once you're in the Beis HaMikdash, the shir is only Kadesh Tachavaya. The shir is only Rosh of Rubo, that quicker shir, if you're coming from the outside in, but now inside to further inside. Okay? Says the Hey Chavido. Top of Rav from Rav. Hey Chavido, how does it work? Aleis Mem Yischaif. This is actually a very cute question. Let me just finish it, then I'll go back as well. Aleis Mem Yischaif, which are you liable? Aleis Shoina Achroina. On the first one or on the last one? It means like this. Let's say you could have walked 10 amos, but say you walked 20 amos. You're getting out. So which 10 amos are you liable for? First 10 and second 10, right? Okay? Yeah, this is a classic question, right? So, like Rabbi Yemer's type of question. So, Chavraya, I mean, the Chavra said, now the Ritbaz changed the gear, so the Chavra is right, although I didn't see anybody else change it, but he says, Chavraya, I mean, now Achroina, you're live on the last 10, because the first 10.
The first 10, you have to take anywhere to get out.
That's what you think. Armelim Rabbi Yossi, if he said, Rabbi Yossi said to him, not true. Omrim lo, we say, say. In other words, when he's standing 10 amos further, since he's still 10 amos from the exit, we say, get out of here. The Tamer al Achroina, you're going to say he's live on the last 10. The last 10 is what he was supposed to walk. What shouldn't he have walked? The first 10, right. So, Elakenu Kayomin al Achroina, you're a good company, the Chevra said like you. But he came to come and says, Kenu Kayomin, this is where I learned, al Rishoina, again, transposing the gear. So he says that you're liable on the first 10 hours, shouldn't have walked.
I
changed your mind. Okay. Tavati, we have a similar halacha like this. Otilo esakaf vesamachto. They took out for the coin gadol the shovel and the spoon for the kedoros. Now this is kind of shorthand, but it's like this. As long as a coin gadol has to go in on Yom Kippur, of course, into the Kodesh Kodashim with the spoon and with the shovel. What happens if he took only one at a time? First he took the spoon and then he went that back out and took the shovel. So he transgressed. It's okay. The avodah is kosher, but he transgressed in the iser. Why? Because he's supposed to diminish the amount of times it goes lifnayv lifnim, and he increased it. Okay? So here too, the question is, on which one is he liable? On the first trip or on the second trip? Okay? So, and here the Ritbaz has to change the gear. So, Alezim Yitzchayv, Yisharon L'Achroina. Chevraya Amre, the Chevra said Al-Achroina, because that was a superfluous one. Armon Rabbi Yossi said again to him, I'm a lo ikonets. We tell him, go and do that bite already, you idiot. You should have done the first time, but at least he's muffed up, go in a second time. This is why we tell him to go in. But Tamer Al-Achroina, you're going to say he's liable on that one? No. Al-Kenu Kayomin Al-Rishroina. Which one is liable on, is liable on for the first one. Okay? Says more, Shirish Tachavaya, what is the Shir bowing down? The Shirish Tachavaya is, that's my recollection, I don't remember seeing this in the Bible anywhere, but Shulis is not one of my strong mesechtas. Shirish Tachavaya Eser Amos, the amount of time it takes to walk 10 Amos, that's the amount of time it takes to bow down. Okay, remember, in the Beis HaMikdash, they just bow down, prostrate themselves, right? So, it's completely. According to most versions, completely. I mean, we are on Yom Kippur, we talk it, don't do it completely, but the Pasha says it's completely. Says the Mother, Kenu Kemenal, It's not talking about how what the shir on the shtar chavaya is, but where is there a difference between long for playing back the mishnah which says aruka and tzara? How does that work? So it works like this: the long path to the short path. Hayav aruka aso eslim. Let's say the long path out of Beis Hamikdash was 20 amos long. Viktzara eser, and in the short path it was 10 amos. Hile chamesh. Now he went 5 amos on the long path. It's like an algebraic question. Somebody does he have long left long on the long path? How long does he have on the short path? Right now. What? Imagine they're opposite each other, obviously.
Yeah, so he's the 5 plus the 10, which is also.
So it's 15 either direction, right? So that's what Gemara says. He went 5 in the long path. In Yezel Badov, he goes this way, should be Tesvav. Even if it's not Tesvav, but that's what it means. In other words, he only went 5. In Yezel, which means he has 15 left. In Yezel Badov, Tesvav. No matter which way he goes, 15. So he can go out any way he wants at this point. Okay. Amrei answer says the only time is chayv achete arukam ruba laktora sora. Says the only time reliable is if the gap is 10 amos, which is the shear of kadesh tachavoya, right? So let's say there's the long way is 19 amos and the short way is 10 amos, then you can go out the long way and you're not chayv, right? Because you didn't have an extra 10 amos, you didn't have the extra shear in that pathway, so therefore not liable in that case. And it sounds like there's not even an issue of, you know, Chatzishira Sutur in this case. You're allowed to go on that pathway, even though it's longer, because it's not longer by 10 amos. Okay? So, Hey Chavida, how so? When are you liable? Hoya Baruka has 3. If the long one had 20, Uvuktsara has 10, and the short one had 10, right? So it's 30 versus 10. Did I say 20? It's 30 versus 10, right? 30 versus 10. Hilech Chamesh, and he went 5 on the long path. So how much do you have left in the long path now? 25. How long do you have in the short path now? 15, right? So now there'd still be a discontinued long path, right? Because it'd be 10 amos more. So you have to turn around and go on the short path now. If, however, the long path was only 29 amos long, 29, and the short path was 10 amos long, and you walk 5 hours on the long path, at this point you can choose either way, because now if you have 5 hours left on, if you have 24 hours left on the long path and you have 15 left on the short path, so that's only the gap of 9, it's only a distinction of 9 hours, so it's not 10 hours longer than the short path.
But the long path is still going to be longer than the short path.
Doesn't matter, because right now Basher Usham, right? That's right. Right now, basically, right now, this, of course, since you stopped, whenever you stop, you have to reassess the situation. If you continue walking, there might be something else, but since you stopped, now you have to reassess. Right, the carriage shop, similar to that respect. Although, on Shabbos, we say, Chatzishira also Torah, right? You can't, actually, we don't say that. Scratch that, it's like Shabbos. Says Mara again, Hey Chavid, Hoya Baruka, Shloshim Uktor Eser, Hil Chamesh, you walk 5. In Yezel Bador, if you continue going on the path, if you go back to the shorter path, should be Chamesh Esrei, it's 15, right? Because 10 is the length of the path, plus the 5 that you've got. In Yezel Bador, if you continue on the log path, the Shem Chamesh is 25, right? So, Ad Kamish Tachavoya, how long is the amount of time of bowing down? We said before Esar Amos, but now we give another shir, also a shir. Rabbi Sinai Shem Rishon Belevi said, Ad Kadei She'ela Sholom Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Not the time it takes to ask you to say your friend Shom Aleichem. Abba Baruch B'Sher Yovet said, Ad Kadei She'ela Sholom Mitalmid L'Rav. Shom Alecha Rabbi. Not the time now it takes to ask to greet your Rebbe. So actually that's the same shir as, what's this the shir of? Well, not just Shema, any part of Davening. Tok de Dibor Kedibor Dami. There's a Shira of what's considered to be Mitoch de Dibur. So this is the same shear. The Gemara is to be taken face value, which I assume it is. So the same shear is Toch de Dibur. They're both the shear amount of time it takes to walk 10 hours.
But that's much shorter. This is much shorter.
It's shorter. Yeah, but it seems the Gemara says, oh, it's not shorter. That's my. It bothered me, but I didn't see anybody speak about it. 10 amos is 15 feet. Ezu mitzvah says, I say, I don't know if Mayor is coming tonight since so late, Mayor is not coming. Monday night, my flight is scheduled to land at 9:03. So, I will. What?
You're leaving from
LaGuardia? No, Newark. So I have a chance.
Not really, that's number two.
LaGuardia. No, it's not number two. No, it's number four or five.
It's two, and oh, here's number three.
Okay. Anyway, look, they do leave extra time, as we know, right? So it's possible that they'll make it. So I will call, the moment I land, I will call you.
And you will alert the other people, let them know if I will be here to say shir.
So, I mean, obviously I won't be here at 9:15, but maybe 9:30, 9:45, and maybe we get 1 block. Okay. Says Mark. Says Mishnah. Ezu mitzvah say shebenida. What does mitzvah say which pertains to nida? That if you don't do the mitzvah, say you're going to be. If you do the mitzvah, say in the wrong way, you're going to be liable. Now this story about, of course, let me read the mishnah. I'll say, "Chayim shamishim atarah." You're having relations with your wife, and she was Torah when you began. Varmel in the middle, she says, "Oh, it's Macy. I became a nida in the middle of having relations." Upirish, you're supposed to separate from her, right? But if you pierce miyad, if you separate immediately, then chayev, you're liable. In other words, even though you fulfill the mitzvah, I say, if separated from anida, you're chayev another lav. It's yoso, hanoya lo could be yoso, because the way out, if one is still, if one is still in the situation of arousal, so the way out is as much pleasure as the way in. So therefore, you have to wait. The halacha is we have himself nida. You have to wait until, you know, your arousal ceases, and then separate. So in any event, this is the Gemara here basically ignores the Mishnah. The Gemara goes back to Shavuos and says, Kahana Amar, Kahana says, Eifshar. Now this is a very difficult Gemara. I mean, not very difficult, but it's shot, very difficult to understand what it's talking about. The passage is like this. The Mishnah is talking about why there's no Asham Tolui by Korban Leviori. The Gemara is talking about why there's no Korban Asham Tolui by Korban Leviori. And Kahana says, Rav Kahana, to Bavli, says, Eifshar Shaloisa Boyidia B'tchila V'idia B'sof Elim Ben Asai. Says Asham Tolui, it doesn't apply because there's different parameters by Korban Leviori. You have to know ahead, to forget, and then subsequently become aware again. Right? So,
We had this concept.
So he says that it's a problem is that here it's totally non sequitur to the Mishnah. That's what makes it. So in any event, so that's why it's not Asham Tolui, because it's not comparable to it, because regular Asham Tolui situation is a situation when decision. What?
You're not sure.
We're not sure, and you never had any idea of any sort, right? Whereas here you have an idea, okay? So, Eshe Rishon Bar Abdume Kumi Raimona, Rishon Rav Dovi asked for Raimona, you came Hamori. He said, so if that's the case, if there's no Hashem Toli, let you, you shouldn't have the basin shot being a korban if they passed incorrectly in a matter of Tumas Mikdash Mikadosha. Does basin mean a korban in those circumstances? The answer is yes. Why? If it's no Hashem Toli, it should not fall in the parameters of stuff on which basin brings a korban. So the Gemara doesn't actually, the Gemara doesn't want to address it, although come back to Hori and Hori says, the Gemara's not going to address it right now. He says, we're talking about the people who go in themselves, when they're liable Hashem Toli or not. Vad Maisi Lamar, you're going to talk to us about the Poiskim? We don't care right now about the Poiskim. That's not our topic of conversation. Let's first figure out about the people themselves if they're liable to Hashem Toli. Right? So obviously he's not so pleased that they're not so pleased with Rav Kahana, because otherwise we already know that they're liable to Hashem Toli, because he said it's a different structure of the Avera. So obviously, oh, that's not a sufficient chiluk. My kadon, what do we come out with? Amar Shmur Yitzchak, I'll tell you. There's one Zer Shava which answers everything. It says, mitzvahs, mitzvahs. It says mitzvahs by Hashem Toli. It says mitzvahs by regular chatos. And it says mitzvahs by the case of basin having to be in korban. They're all three linked to each other. So ma mitzvah shenemar alam b'kavu, just like the when it says mitzvahs, the one time it's talking about a regular chatos, not a korban ola b'yorid. Afkan so too, A, in order to be an Hashem Toli, it's got to be a case where it is a standard chatos situation, not a korban ola b'yorid situation. B, in order for base to bring a korban, if they pass incorrectly, it's also got to be a situation where the individual where he bring korban would be in chatos. Okay, or if he was unsure being in Hashem Toli. Again, because the mitzvah is clear as Shabbat. So the mitzvah equates all three areas to the exclusion of korban olav yored, of our korban which we're discussing here. Adus mitzvah chadashim, that does not apply to cases of does not apply to Hashem Toli, and does not apply to a case where Basin brings a carbon for its improper psak. I bought this $10 watch in Kmart. It's not working. That worked this afternoon, but no, it's not working. Oh, it's gradually coming back. Maybe it's because of the. All right. Kahana Omar.
Too bad. We made this good accomplish.
Kahana Omar. We just said. Okay, next aloha. Aloha. That's it. Very strange, because very strange. It's totally out of place, also.
It was probably
earlier, which is Ghost Ocean totally right. Rabbi Lezer, may I share it's vanilla, me, madam. If you have a sheretz and you forget about the you knew you were caught to the sheretz and then you forgot about it, then I mean al helem a sheretz uchayev, he's liable on forgetting the sheretz. Veinu chayev al helem mikdosh, he's not liable on forgetting the beis hamikdosh. So it's interesting. He has to dafka forget what caused the tumah, according to Rabbi Lezer. Not about the beis hamikdosh. To forget what's most pertinent to tumah. And the Kiva Omer Venelami Meno Vu Tome, it's forgotten for him and he is Tome. Again, Aholi Matumo Chayev, and the question is whether there's any Machlok Shim Rebbelez Rabbi Akiva. The Kiva says, on Helim Tuma is liable, Veino Chayev Helim Mikdosh. Yes, the Daf could forget the Tuma. If you forgot that he was in the base of Mikdosh, that's not sufficient. Okay? So far, so good. Says Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Meir, Vanelli Menu, Vanelli Menu, Shtei Pomim. It says, Vanelli Menu twice. L'chayv al helim tumo v'helim mikdosh. He says, no matter what you forgot, whether you forgot the tumo or the beis hamikdosh, that is sufficient reason to make you liable for a korban. Okay? So he argues on both of the previous
tenets. Which is the way that we've been learning.
Yeah, we've been learning the whole Masechta like Rabbi Shmuel.
So this is also written.
What?
I don't recall Rabbi Akiva
No, we did mention, in the past, we have mentioned Rabbi Akiva Shita. We have. But the Mesef is basically written like Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? So Chizkiya said, Machlokas ben Neo, Machlok, Chizkiya said, and this we also had last night obliquely, we didn't actually discuss in any detail. Chizkiya says that Rabbi Elezer and Tana, and who's the second Tana? And Rabbi Akiva do argue. And the machlokas is as follows. The machlokas is that you have to know specifically what made you tell me or not. According to Rabbi Akiva, we talked about Shnei Shvilim last night. We mentioned this, or the Andreganus with the red and the white. So Rabbi Chizkiya, name of Rabbi Eliezer, Tanakama holds, you must have known that you were talking into my sherets, and then forgotten it. You can't know why I was talking, I don't know exactly how. You must have known what made you tell me. Then you forgot, but initially you knew. Okay, that's the way it's got to work. So then Rabbi Akiva holds, no, you must have known that you were Tome, and forgot you were Tome, but you don't have to know what made you Tome. Okay, that's the difference between the two. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Mashmos Darshimin, and Rabbi Yochanan says there's no argument between the two of them. They just argue out of Darshan and Pesukim. But they both hold, you don't have to know precisely how you became Tome. All you have to know is that you were Tome, which to what the Tumah was is not as germane. Says the Gemara, "Is Tani Tani." This is Rabbi Yochanan still speaking. "Is Tani Tani a helim Tumah Chayev?" The those who said you're alive on helim Tumah and forgetting the Tumah, the law of helim Mikdash and not forgetting the base on Mikdash, and that's the language of Rabbi Akiva. He's talking to those who said, "Helim Sheretz Chayev." Not that they meant a different thing, but they just expressed themselves differently. That you forgot the Sheretz. Some people said you forgot the Tumah, other people said you forgot the Sheretz, but they mean the both the same thing. V'lo Helim Mikdash. Okay? Mechalfa Shitas Rabbi Lezer. So the more I ask, no, it's all, there's a difference in expression, but not a difference in halacha. Now, new thing. Mechavashi does Rabbi Lezer. Lezer seems to contradict himself. How so? Tamanu Amar, there he says, Afilu lo yada. Now, where's Taman? It means increases. Increases, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua of Machlokas, and Pnei Moshe brings it down. An interesting parallel Machlokas. Baruch Hashem, there's no creases in the Rishonim. That's all I can say. Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua have a machlokas whether there's a... You have in front of you a piece of something in treif. You don't know if it's chalev or dam. If it's forbidden fat or blood. Don't ask me how it's possible. You don't know. Okay? Or no, sorry. Anything like that. This is chalev and dam was my two cases. It's not correct. Chalev and no, sir. Okay, the two prohibited substances in front of you. Both of which you're liable curries for. And show you how you're liable a carbon. So you don't know which is which. But you know you ate one of them. So Rabbi Lezer says, you're chayef, chadas, because no matter which one you ate an isser, right? So you have to bring a carbon. But Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you, in order to bring a carbon, you have to know with what you sinned. It's not enough to know that you did sin, you have to know with what you sinned. Okay? So you must know if you ate the chalev or you ate the leftover carbon, the noser. Okay? So it's a contradiction, because here it's the exact opposite. Rabbi Yeshua holds here, you do have to know with what you became Tomei, Tumas Mikdash Kadosha. And although Rabbi Yeshua doesn't appear in our Mishnah, we'll assume the opposite also by Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds you don't have to know with what you became Tomei as long as you know that you became Tomei. So it's a contradiction to the Gemara Mishnah, the Mishnah B'chai, Jesus. So it says Gemara again. It says you have no betzchel v'noisar. So now the Gemara here is a little bit of a milbubal. Not a little bit, a lot milbubal. Says the Gemara, tamon, but we have to not read this tamon here. Let's read the second tamon. The second tamon is three lines before the end of the parak. Okay. So this is actually on Rabbi Lezer. Tamanu amar v'hu tome. By us, it says, who Tommy actually had been many, mother who teaches the us, nobody what he became Tommy. Hocha, however, by the Chelev and the Noisar, Asher Chotaba, he sinned. Mikomakom.
Doesn't say who, right? You know, Chelev who, Shuman who, but it says here Tommy who.
So therefore, he doesn't have to know, as long as he doesn't transgress, he doesn't have to know how he transgressed.
It's not working tonight.
Okay, I think my $10 is down to two. Problem is they have warranties.
You can't warrant, I know you can't return it, but the problem is there's a warranty, but usually in these warranties they ask you to send $10 to get fixed, cover shipping and handling. Right, that's exactly the point.
Okay.
So, I should have taken a time, it takes a looking room, so I'm taking, it doesn't even have a brand. It's called Ultimate. Water resistant to 100 feet. What could go wrong?
What?
Not sure. China.
3 cents an hour.
China. Okay. So again, no matter whether he knows the sin or not. Now it's Kasha also Rabbi Yeshua, and let's go back. It's one line before that. Mechavashik is Rabbi Yeshua, right? Obviously, Rabbi Yeshua contradicts himself here as well. Though Rabbi Yeshua doesn't actually appear in our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yeshua holds, you don't have to know how you became tummy, like Rabbanah. And there you do have to know how you sinned. So let's go back to the first time on. Taman Asher Chata Ba, there it says Asher Chata Ba. Dodges the Ba. Achiyeda Ba, many Yisrael, yes, no, what makes him liable. Brahacha, however, here it says, Vutomei. It doesn't say ba, so mikamakom. So it's literally machlokas, and what's more specific, who or ba? You're sure it's ba is more specific, and there would mean you have to know it's what you sin. But if you're lesser holds, who is more specific? There you have to know it's what you became tummy. Now, so that's more Amar b'chinina, four lines before the end of the parak. B'chinina asks, the call lays see ba? He says, over here, there is no ba. Doesn't say by tumah. Also it says ki ga the tumas on chol tumas so she yitma ba v'nealam. So it says ba by tumah as well. So by tumah, how come Rabbi Yeshua says you don't need to know how you became tumah? It says ba by tumah as well. Says the gemara. Mara doesn't answer, just leaves it difficult. Yeah, this is a little bit difficult. Anyway, then Mara asks another question. My Makai Rabbi Lezer Ba. What does Rabbi Lezer do with the Ba, which it says by the Chalif? Right? What does he do with that Ba? That Ba, what does that Ba teach us? He can't use it to teach us that you must know it's what you sin, because you don't have to. So what does he teach us? What does that Baal teach us? That normally we exclude misasik. You have to know it's what you sin, not a misasik. Meaning that you have to be aware that you are committing an act. If somebody's not aware they're committing an act of sin, so then they're considered to be of lesser liability. They're considered to be misasik. Misasi does bring a carbon. The classic example here would be if you're cutting grass on Shabbos, even though you forgot on Shabbos, you forgot kind of cutting grass with Zosser, you know you're cutting grass, right? So therefore, that's not misasi. But if you weren't aware that you're cutting grass because you were just pulling up stuff and you weren't paying attention or didn't know that it was connected to the ground, that's going to bring misasik. So Chot the Ba teaches us misasik is no good. How we know that? Because there's no misasik by Chelev. They say misasik b'chalom arayis chayv shkein nene. The Hanoah means there's no such thing as misasik by this. So there's no such thing as misasik by this. So too, you're never liable unless you're out of the category of misasik. Okay? You have to be dafka intentionally doing what you're doing. albeit not intending to sin, but knowing what you're aware of what you're doing. No, you're still a misasir, because you tasted the chalif. And it bars the taste. Okay, Shavuos time Shein Arba. Shavuos are two, which are four. Sha'ochal v'shalo'ochal. A person takes a shavuah, I'm going to eat, or I'm not going to eat. Sha'ochal, that's future tense. Sha'ochal, that I did eat. V'shalo'ochal, that I didn't eat. Shavuos lo'ochal. Now, what if a person takes a shavuah, is not going to eat? V'ochal kosher, he ate even a mashu. He had a speck. Chai, he's liable to Rabbi Akiva. Amalo, they said to him, Rabbi Akiva, they said Akiva, Eichon matzinu lo'echo kosher shu'chayach. Where did I find somebody eats a koshu that he's liable? Shazer chayv, you're going to say, this guy is chayv. You never chayv koshu. What's the shear of the chayv? Kizayis. So how come you all of a sudden became a koshu?
What about
like this? It's also kizayis. Right? So says the Gemara, he retorted to them. Almost they said, hey! Or maybe korban. Where do we ever see that somebody could speak and become a korban, bring a korban because of what he spoke? You always bring a korban because of what you did, not because of what you spoke. Shazem medaber, maybe korban. Yet this guy speaks and brings a korban. Shazakar, there's a chumrah that even on your speech you bring a korban. So it's entirely possible there's a chumrah that even on the lesson of Kazayas, the master, you also bring a korban. Okay? Says the Gemara, Nicha she'ochal v'shu'ochal.
What is the speech?
The shvuah. In other words, you create the prohibition yourself. That's what it really means here. Okay? Tabir Bezam, Yud Bezamav, Nicha she'ochal v'shu'ochal. I understand a case where he took a shvuah on the future. So then, transgressor shvuah, so he brings a korban. But if he takes a shvuah in the past that he ate or that he did not eat, Monica, what are we talking about? Im yadu shachal. Let's say if he knew he took if he knew that he ate, yet he took an oath that he did not eat. That's not the type of shvuah it's about. We're talking about shvuah shot. Talking about shvuah for naught. That's a shvuah sheker. He's lying, right? So therefore, that doesn't count, right? Shvuah shekeru. Beam sober if he thinks, I'm going to change gears here like Shadar's and Tzorl, even though the Ribaz and the others do not. But Lamaisa, even the Ribaz teaches the same way. Beam sober instead of Shachal. Beam sober sheim bo shvuah. Behold, there's no problem to make shvuahs, right? Even though he knew he ate. And he took a shvuah, didn't eat, but he holds his no problem oaths on the past. Maybe, you know, that's his amaratus. He thinks that oaths are only a problem on the future, not on the past, right? Okay. Kasha Maisa, that's what he thinks. That's going to come up again. Vimsavar she'ein bo shvuah. V'nishma shalachal, he took a shvuah, he's not going to eat. So then, in that case, that he didn't eat, sorry. So, it should say v'ha. Didn't we learn Rabbi Bar Bar Review the same Shem Rav name of Rav? B'shogeg b'korbanah uv'meizeh b'korbanah. If you were shogeg vis-a-vis the korban, meaning you didn't know that you're liable to korban, didn't know you're transgressing the avera of vayishvua, or meizeh b'korbanah, or you're amazed, then. Is that probably bringing carbon there too? Obviously not. 1 second. The way they rebuy the term it says, show you carbon amazing order means you're shogeg on the shvuah, but you might be mazed on the korban. In other words, shogeg on the shvuah and shogeg on the korban means that you didn't know you transgress the shvu as a prohibit, and you didn't open the korban.
If you transgressed it. That's right, Bebo.
Shoyim the korbana, and shoyim made the korbana is where you didn't know that you were making a shvu, but you knew that you're liable if you did make a shvu to bring a korban. Okay? So in both those cases, you bring a korban. Abu Sabra Isi Shaim Shvua, where a person takes a shvua because he thought it's not a problem shvua. He thought that the problem shvua doesn't apply to him. Right? What is the reason? Whatever reason. Whatever cockamamie reason. He thinks this shvua doesn't apply to him. So in that case, mutar, isn't it permissible? Meaning he doesn't bring a korban, right? Yeah. So the interesting issue here. The Bavli holds, the reason why such a guy is part is because he doesn't fulfill the criterion of what's called the Adam B'Shvua. That a man has to be aware when he takes a Shvua of what he's saying. If he's not aware of what he's saying, in other words, he forgot that there's something which renders him incapable of saying the Shvua, renders the Shvua clearly a falsehood. Nevertheless, since he's not aware of that time he's saying the Shvua, so therefore the Shvua doesn't count against him. Because it's not an Adam B'Shvua, he's not in full cognizance when he takes the Shvua. So the Mechamai wants to say that that's a Dusham he's saying here. If a guy thinks there's no prohibition of Shvua, so then he's not on the B'Shvua. He's not on the B'Shvua. He's not going to be liable for taking the Shvua's shove, right?
That makes a difference. Whether Sham or Shem, same thing here.
I don't think it makes a difference, right? But the way the Ribbas, he says, Dusham doesn't hold the decision of on the B'Shvua, never says it. So a person makes a mistake about a shvua, meaning that it's okay for him to make a shvua, but he shouldn't have made a shvua, he's liable for that. That means the korban has the area. Rather, it passes as a new halacha in Yushami here. Yushami holds that it's a guy who thinks it's permissible to make oaths, he doesn't know about the issue of the Torah, he's an oimer mutter, as we say. So such a guy, taka, doesn't bring a korban. Less than the shogig that are required. Now, normally, all over Shas, we have a question whether Omer Mutter is shogig or Omer Mutter is not shogig. Right? Omer Mutter is shogig. He thinks it's permissible, and that's why he does it. Unintentionally, not knowing that it's forbidden. So, normally, you say bring a korban. Right? But here, obviously, we're saying that by Shvu, that's not the case. We're saying that that's true about a chatas, perhaps, but by a korban, we would say the person thinks that there's no prohibition of shvua, and he takes the shvua, so that he since he's an Omer Mutter, we let him off the hook of the korban olaviyorei. Okay, why that is, I'm not 100% sure. I'm not even 50% sure. But
let's make an analogy to Tinoch
Shnishba. Yeah, Tinoch Shnishba is an Omer Mutter, right. So it's machlokas whether he's off the hook by Shabbos. But here we're saying that he is off the hook in terms of this korban olaviyorei. Okay? So says when you know what the case we're talking about is, we're talking about a case where he committed that veira, the crime of taking the false oath intentionally. He knew that he ate, so he didn't eat. But he didn't realize he's liable for a carbon for that. And below Kena Mary votes, it's not a question, but rather confirmation. Not right votes, they share Yoch, and they Rabbi Yoch. And we give him warning, and he gets malchus because he's made the chelav. At the same time, maybe korban. It's a schizophrenic halacha. Even though he's going to get malchus because he intentionally took the shvua, he's going to still bring a korban because he forgot that you're liable to a korban. Now, with this, we talked to the Sechel Shabbos and rejected it. He said, if a guy by Shabbos knows it's also the malacha, but forgot that it's liable to a korban, and he did the malacha, he can't bring a korban. Right? Because he did the malacha intentionally. Right? On intentional malacha, he can't bring a korban. Even if he didn't know you're liable to a korban. Even if that component was shogeg. But here, the Gevurah Shammai is saying the exact opposite position. Why? Because this is he would actually say Korban HaLevirot is a kula. It's by Korban HaLevirot, since the Torah gave sliding scales and all that stuff, so therefore it also gave it as a kapora, even if the guy was amazing on the Aveiro, as long as the Shoigeg vis-a-vis the Korban. So, which is a fascinating thing, okay? So actually, even though he's amazing, he can bring a Korban in this situation. So it says, well, that's what we're talking about over here. Talking about a guy who was Nishbal Shekha Taket. Nishbal Asha. He said he didn't eat, the Taka did eat, right? He was amazing, too. He knew he ate. But he wasn't aware of the Zakhi of Korban. So we slap him with the Zakhi of Korban. Okay? Says the Gemara. Leisyoch says, Mara, you know what? You can't say this. Rabbi Lezer, Kach Meshiv Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. This is how Rabbi Shmuel retorted to Rabbi Akiva. Matzino Dover Shachayovim Bizdona Meshum Shavuot Sheker. We found this is what it said in our mission, actually. You find something which amazes your life because it's Shavuot Sheker. Doesn't say in our mission, sorry. It says Matzino Brisa. It says Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, I don't understand. You find something where amazes your life because it's Shavuot Sheker. Uvelemo, we should be to it. If you do it, behele, the chai, because of be to it. In other words, this guy who said, I didn't eat it, I really did eat. So he's saying, if you didn't amaze it, then what do we say? What kind of shmuel is that? Check. If you didn't have a shoygig, what do you want to call it, though? A shav. No, but that's a problem. You wouldn't bring a korban, because the korban is only shmuel a shav, so that's the problem. So he says, that's Rabbi Shmuel's time, Rabbi Akiva, although we haven't seen it in Tzoy yet. How can you say this guy, how can you make a difference like this? That B'mezid is considered to be a Shmuel Sheker, and B'shoyeg is considered to be a Shmuel Shav. It's an unheard of distinction. We never had such a thing. Right?
Even if he
made
the
Shmuel,
it's a false
Shmuel,
regardless of whether he did it on purpose or did it
by
accident.
Right. It's a good Tainer, right? Okay, but that's not where you bring it down here. Says Mar, if this is talk of the case, that you can say that you'd be mazed on the act and show you on the carbon, Syrian carbon, let Rabbi Akiva respond to him. Let him say, that you find that weird? There's an even weirder component over here. Don't tell me this is weird and inconsistent. Let me show you an even bigger inconsistency. Let Rabbi Akiva say, Matzino Darvish Chayam is Dona Mishmul Shua Sheker. You're going to find something where B'meiz, you're only going to B'meiz in Shmul Sheker. And you bring a Korban. In other words, we just came with an even bigger Chiddush. Rabbi Shmuel, you asked me on the small Chiddush. That's inconsistent when I call B'meiz or I call B'shoyge. I have an even bigger Chiddush for you. This is completely whacked out halacha. Because on a May, here's a case where you'd be amazed to bring halacha, right? Bring a Korban, right? So it says, you know what? Obviously, that's not the case. Rabbi Akiva could have brought such a whacked out element of this case, and he didn't. Obviously, the case is not that whacked out. So if that's the case, we come back to the question. What's a case, where is it liable? Where are you going to be liable for Shavua Shav? How are you going to be liable for Shavua Shav on law chalti? Either it's a Shavua Sheker, because you're outright lying, or it's lacking in what makes it possible to bring a shvuah, to make a shvuah which you're liable. Either because of Adam b'shvuah, like the Bavli, because you forgot that you ate, or even if you didn't forget you ate, but you assume that it's mutter to make a shvuah. You don't think it's a prohibition making oath on the past, so then you're off to it because of Aymer mutter. So where's the case on the past that you're going to be liable to bring a carbon oil of Yuri? So that's what I'll tell you. It says about Bari Lo Sha'acha. Clear him that he ate. Vinishma, he took an oath that he ate. Vinimtsa shloacha, it turns out that he didn't eat. So he, now again, according to the Mecha Mayim, who holds that the Ushami holds of Adam Bishvua, this is a very unintelligible Gemara. Because the Lechora is a case of mistaken premise. And if you hold a Vardim Mishvua is a Petur, so in this case you shouldn't have to bring a carbon, right? What happened here? He was sure he ate! And he took an oath that he ate, and it turned out that he didn't eat. So that's on a Mishvua. It's a misconception, it's mine. So the Mechamayim has very great difficulty with this. How can he be liable to carbon for this? So he wants to say, he actually, what he said was the wrong statement. But he meant to say, Taka, I didn't eat. Instead he said, I ate. Which is very difficult. It's not even in the words. But the Shaiter, this is the Ritba's main proof that Yushami doesn't hold of all the Mishvua. Yushami holds even a Shvua taken under mistaken premise. As long as you know Shvua is Osir, that's enough to make you liable a carbon Shvua. And that's this case over here. Because he thought he was sure he ate. He was sure he didn't eat, rather. And he took a Shvua that he did, I'm sure he was sure he ate. It took a shvua that he ate, and then it turned out that he didn't eat. From other mishvua perspective, she off the hook. If Yushami Taka doesn't know the other mishvua, this is a case in which he knows shvua is osur, and he took a wrong shvua. Classic shogi, he should be chayiv in this case, bringing korban. Again, the Bavli wouldn't agree.
Why is this scenario different than the previous scenario where he said he swore that he didn't eat?
Right.
So why is that scenario different than this?
There is no difference. It would be the same. It's a contradiction to a case where he doesn't think there's a prohibition of taking an oath on retroactively.
Okay, so it would be in either case.
What?
It would be in either case where either he says he swears that he did eat.
Either case.
And he really did eat.
Or he swears
that he did eat and he really did.
Right. As long as the new shvua is awesome. Made a mistake in the Shvua, that's a Shovi according to Ushami, he brings the carbon. According to Bavli, not. Right, because they change the case. Right, the switch case is mixed up. Right, the switch case. But now it's the same halacha. Okay, it says, Lo Bomer ain't a Shvua. Says, I understand. Is this not also a case where he says, well, there's no prohibition of taking false oaths? Says, no. If a guy was Omer Mutter by Shvua, Hagam that by Shabbos, I mentioned before, it's a Sofek, by Shvua Taka, a guy is Omer Mutter, is off the hook, perhaps at least, right? However, that's not the case over here. Here's the case, Toya Machmas, but Toya Machmas Dover Acher. He's making a mistake because of something else, meaning he thought he Taka ate, and he didn't eat, or he thought he Taka didn't eat, and he did eat. That's the case for Tavir Korban Shvua. Again, going to the Bavli, you are not, because you're lacking on him Bishvua, but going to Shalom Yudu. Okay? Sazamar, switching gears. Rabbi Kiva said, Yechai v'koshu, manakeh, what are you talking about? Imbar Mishvua, sho'ocha, chilas teiro, said, I'm liable only if I eat what the Torah calls eating. So, after Rabbi Kiva did, then Rabbi Kiva also could see he's only chayev if he eats a full kuzayis. Rabbi says, Shvua shlo etom, I'm not going to taste. So after Abadam Moidu, tasting includes even a kosher. What was the language of the Shvua? Elkanah Kiram, this is what we're talking about. When he said kosher, he did say kosher. Says the Gemara, what do you mean said kosher? Kosher achilah. So it's kosher achilah. Kosher is tasting. We just said kosher means tasting, not achilah. I think the copy is a mistake. Basla Rabbi Akiva, Dara Koshu Hu Achila. That's what he said. He said the words Achila and Koshu in the statement. And that's critical. That means that I can actually, by a Shvua, I can shape the nature of the prohibition. I can say, by a regular Dinda, right? So it's a Kesayis, always, right? But if by a Shvua, I can say Achila defined as Koshu, or Achila defined as something else, right? But not according to Rabbanah. According to Rabbanan, you have to actually, according to Rabbanan, the Yisr is Kazai, is Tafka.
Even if you say just taste.
What?
Even if you just say.
If you said taste, that's different, because that would be a different parameter. You said Achila, I said Koshu, so we'd say Koshu is Lav Tafka, because Achila means a Kazai, so that's what's according to Rabbanan. Ma'am Afka Bine, what's the case in which there's going to be a distinction between the two of them? So it says more of a few distinctions. For example, Shvua she'ocha kikar zu, a Shvua that I'm going to eat this piece, this loaf of bread. Baruch. And he ate it, but chaser kosher. He ate the whole piece of bread except for a little piece. So that Rabbi Akiva, chayev. According to Rabbi Akiva, he's liable because he didn't eat the whole piece of bread. He turned because of shvua, right? Because he says she'ocha kikarzu. So Rabbi Akiva holds, you can delineate your shvua of achila as a koshu. You can also delineate your shvua of achila as kol akikar, even though the kikar has a gazillion kizasim. So here you said shvua she'ocha kikarzu, but you ate it minus a grain. So is that considered to be eating it? No. Why? Because you made a shvua that you're going to eat the kikar. You didn't eat the whole kikar. You have to eat the whole thing, right? I bought him pots because you said I'm going to eat the kikar, but they don't know that achila defines achila kikar defines the shira as being the kikar. It means I'm going to eat a kazayas from the kikar, and I ate a kazayas from the kikar. I fulfilled my shvua. I don't have to bring any god. I didn't transgress any prohibition. And vice versa, the exact opposite. A guy said, Shvur Shaloh Hakikarzu. Take an oath not to eat this piece of bread. Vadiv lo bread. And again, that's more than one kazayis. Vachla Chasako Shun, he ate it and just left over a grain. So a guy to Rabbi Kiva Potsker, and I give you an exact kazayis. Oh Hakikar, Shvur Shaloh Hakikarzu, was that, right? And he didn't eat it, right? Because he didn't eat the whole thing.
Takes it literally.
According to Rabban, however, you're liable because of that Rabban Chai, because you ate from the kikar. Okay. Abishvuah's bitterki, and that's about a shvuah, there's also shvuah's bitterki, of course, a shvuah that you promise to do something, which is shvuah's bitterki, but another shvuah's bitterki, the same idea. Ashu's beta can shvuas ishti nanesli. A shvuah that my wife is forbidden to derive benefit from me. Imochal kikarzu, if I eat this piece of bread. Va'achla, now the truth is it doesn't work out the way it's in front of us. The carbon A, the pnei motion, doesn't change the gear, so but he changes the pshat. It's much easier just to change the gear, so. I could change the pshat like the pnei motion does, but sledgehammer. I'd rather just change the gear so it goes quicker. So let's do it like this. Abshus bita ken shvu yishti nanesli im lo chal kikarzu. Okay? The shvu that my to put in low and take it out later on. The shvu that my wife can enter if it cannot have any better for me if I don't eat this piece of bread. Vach lo kasar koshu, when he ate the whole piece of bread except for a little bit. So that Rabbi Kiva yishto asura, when Rabbi Kiva's wife is forbidden to him because he didn't eat the whole thing and he said achilas kikar. That Rabban, his wife is mutter. Why? Because he ate from the kikar. That's all he had to do. Again, change of gear. So, sha'ochav kikarzu. He took a shvuah that is, if he eats the bread, his wife is forbidden. V'ochlar kol chasakoshu. And he ate it, missing a little bit. Now, that's right. He didn't eat the whole piece of bread. So, Rabban, his wife remains mutter. According to the rabbis, Yishto Asura, because he ate from the piece of bread. The same thing with property. Shvuas Nechase Elai, it's the same thing like your wife. Property, wife. Shvuas Nechase Elai. The shvuah of my property is upon me. It should be, again, I'm going to change him. Lo Chal Kikarzu. My property is written upon me if I don't eat this piece of bread. And he ate it, but didn't eat the whole thing. That's Rabbi Akiva Asura, could Rabbi Akiva have forbidden upon him. Why? Because he didn't fulfill his condition. That's Rabban Chasim Mutarim. Why? Because you have to eat the whole piece of bread, just have to eat from it. And Sha'ochal Kikarzu, if I do eat from the piece of bread, then my property also. Vachal Chasim Kosher, and he ate it, but he didn't finish it. That's Rabbi Akiva, could Rabbi Akiva, the Chasim Mutarim. His property is permitted. I'll die to Rabbana, sir, we're going to Rabbana, and his property is forbidden. Now, that's the end of that sugya. That's the Gemara. The Gemara goes back to the sugya of our Mishnah, where Rabbi Akiva said, where do we ever find a person who's medaber or brings a carbon? Right? Remember the Rabbi Akiva said, we never find a medaber brings a carbon. So, what are you talking about? Very Makadish may be a carbon. Rabbi Akiva himself, also a blasphemer, brings a carbon. He's a medaber and makes a carbon. Says Amar, you're right. The Amrei Reish Lakish said, Kavraim Reishir Reish Lakish, but she taught so she would, Rabbi Akiva talked kind of come on his own terms. He said, Bishitoscha, according to Tanakama, Shatrame, Ein Mamagadif Maisa, you all the Magadif is not a deed. Echomatsinu Memedaber, maybe carbon, Shazemedaber, maybe carbon. Where did you, according to Shmuel, is unique anyway? Because where did you ever find that a person is liable on Dibor? According to me, Shmuel is not unique, and a Hanami. But according to them, therefore, it's a Chiddush that I'm saying they're liable on a Koshu. But you should agree with me. Because according to you, Shavua is unique. It's only that when you're liable on a something you said. So therefore, you should be able to delineate. You should agree with me. You should be able to delineate what the shear is, even if it's a koshu, right? Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Ba, Krati, no. Boy, he asked a question, which is really very peripheral to Suga. Elsewhere, he said, "When Akiva Megadif is not a Maisa." V'achamar, he said, "Megadif is Maisa Kareb Maisa Kareb Kiva." He says, "When Akiva is a Maisa." So Rabbi Lovish Hashem Reish Lovish said, "Trein Tanoi Nino." Now that the Rabbi Akiva, there are two Tanoim or two Amoraim actually, who said the name Rabbi Akiva different things. One said Megadif is not a Maisa, so in Echnami that's a machlokas between two different versions, but it's not really relevant to our discussion this evening. We'll stop here for this. Okay, so remember on Monday